right, Todd, so you do know what the hat is.
I do. I do. It feels better than it did, you know, talking about it Thursday. But, you know, now that we clinched the division, I feel it feels great.
Could you feel the air go out of the stadium on that long touchdown? They just scored, and they come back and do that against the defense.
It was cool. It wasn't really, you know, I was expecting it to be more because it was a do-or-die situation. So I was expecting it to be like more of a playoff atmosphere. But, you know, we came in, had a couple mistakes, but I was able to bounce back, man. It felt good.
How about that 80-yard play for a touchdown?
You know, Coach called a great play. You know, I'm not really sure. I can't really tell you. I don't know. It just went by fast. I know a couple of backers blitzed. I was able to get out. Lyman did a great job and was able to take it all the way to the house.
Todd, pretty much everybody in the locker room this afternoon is saying Todd Gurley, MVP. How does that make you feel? What do you think?
Man, I'm just excited about the win, man. Just out here playing a game that I love every Sunday and being able to do good, you know, thanks to these guys in the locker room for helping me out. And, you know, we still got a couple more games left, man. So, you know, we just want to finish strong.
Could you catch a glimpse of yourself on that 80-yard play? Because guys were...
Yeah, I started looking up at the screen. That's why I kind of started turning. I seen 31 behind me. And then I didn't know I was running to one of the fastest dudes, Dory, right behind me. So it was a struggle in those last couple yards, but I got it done.
You got the hand up.
Yeah. I had to make sure I did that. I had to make sure I did that, for sure.
Todd, why has the screen game been so effective for you guys this year?
You know, Coach has been able to put us in great situations. You know, perfect timing, the timing, the rhythm, you know, just us working on it. Being able to not be successful on a couple early in the year and learning from the mistakes and being able to, you know, be successful on it.
We saw some of the aftermath, but what was it like in here in the locker room as you guys came in and you're getting the hats and your t-shirts? What kind of moment like is that for you? You worked so hard to get in here.
Oh, it was exciting. You know, just seeing everybody happy. It was exciting, man. Breathtaking. Everybody was happy for each other and her giving hugs. So everybody, we love each other, and you know that's what football is all about. You know, getting to have this feeling, winning games, clinching a playoff spot. So doesn't get any better than this, I tell you that.
Is there a little mathematical calculation that goes into hurling a guy? I mean, that guy seemed to be standing straight up.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to do something real fast. I'm like, all right, just hurl. So, you know. I guess no one
There's
gets
no
the
thought.
Memo. No thought.
Todd, were you able to see that touchdown catch by Cooper Kupp there in the corner?
Yeah. I kind of see all those guys touching. Like, I'm just on check downs, just sitting there, and it was a crazy catch. He had two great catches today. You know that you know won us the game really. So you know that guy did his thing today.
And how about on the sideline when Sam struggled to start? What were you guys thinking or saying to him?
You know, I just went up to him and said, you know, we live for moments like this. This is why you love football. You know, you mess up one week and, you know, you go through the struggles, you know, till next week, you know, you overcome those things. And next week he'll go 4-for-4, 5-for-5. That's the goal. So, you know, you can't never get down on yourself because, you know, everybody goes through his whole time.
A lot of the linemen were talking about the pass protection stuff and that you take special pride in the stuff that happens when you don't get the ball. Is that something you've worked on in the last couple of years? Has that always been?
It's just something you just got to learn. I mean, you know, this business, you got to protect the quarterback. You know, if you can't protect the quarterback, you're not going to be playing. And, you know, everybody knows how to run the ball. You know, it's just what we do. We've been doing that our whole life. But we got to protect 16. You know, those guys up front do a great job. And, you know, we just do a great job of just communicating. Going through all the protection throughout the weekend, and it helps us on Sunday.
Todd, I know we've asked a lot about this over the course of the season, but now that you are division champions, just what has Sean McVay meant to this team?
A lot. You know, he came in and gave us a great spark of energy. Been able to dial in, just work on everything, the little things, and just come in every day with the mindset of working and get better. You know, 1% better every day, and we've been able to accomplish that so far. So feels good, man.